Welcome to this new week of broadcasts here on Money Life. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, the economy continues to get our front page headlines.
Well, and for good reason, Dave, because the economy is tough out there. We're seeing continued rise in food prices, gasoline prices. We're seeing falling home prices. And when you've got those two things going on, people are in a lot of pain. In our recent web survey, we asked our listeners what they want us to be helping them with. And here were the top two. They wanted our help in how to be good investors and how to be prepared for retirement. And so today we're going to focus on those issues, Dave.
Well, our guest today, Chris Dardeman, is very well suited to speak to those topics. Chris is the CEO and Chief Investment Officer at Brightworth. That is a national private wealth management firm based here in Atlanta. And I think his perspective will be a real boost for our listeners.
Well, Chris is a godly man. He's brilliant. He's also very practical. And I think they're going to really enjoy some of the handles that he gives them on being a great investor. Certainly he is. He does that professionally for some very wealthy people, and we get to pick his brain today. But before we get into that portion of our program, I thought on today's top three, Dave, we got to lay the biblical foundations for investing. And I call this Solomon's top investment principles. It's interesting. All three of them are found in Ecclesiastes 11. Solomon's top investment principle number one is to diversify. In chapter 11, verse 2, he says, "Give portions to seven, yes to eight, for you do not know what disaster may come upon you." In other words, Solomon is saying nobody knows the future, so divide up your investments. Don't put it all in the same basket. His second top investment principle is a very interesting one. Take risks. He says in verse 4, "Whoever watches the wind will not plant, and whoever looks at the clouds will not reap." In other words, if you're waiting on the right timing, the right circumstances, or the best market conditions, you're probably not going to do anything. You're just going to get frozen watching the wind, watching the clouds, waiting, waiting, waiting. But there's times when you just got to jump in there and do it. And in my experience, I've seen some of the best businesses started when times were tough. Because if you can make it through that time, you can certainly do well during the good times. And this is an interesting, another principle of Solomon in his top three investment principles, moonlighting. And we wouldn't really think of that. But listen to what he says in verse 6. "Sow your seed in the morning, and at evening let not your hands be idle, for you do not know which will succeed, whether this or that, or whether both will do equally well." In other words, have a full-time and a part-time endeavor and see how well it goes for you.
Well, that's great stuff. You'll find this information on our homepage at crown.org. Well, we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk with Chris Dardeman. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries.
The economy is frontline news, but how do you know who you can trust? Each day on Money Life, we'll bring you up-to-date information on the topics that are important to you. From the current housing crisis to protecting your investments, Money Life will bring you a balanced, biblical perspective to the world around you. Calling on some of today's best financial advisors, Money Life will go deep on topics so you can be informed before you make a decision. Money Life will also bring you the stories of everyday people that will inspire and encourage you to live out God's financial principles.
Hi, this is Chuck Bentley, host of Money Life, and I hope you'll join me each day as we discover how to make money, how to manage it well, and how to use it to fulfill God's purposes. It's a crazy world out there, but there's hope, help, and insight available, and I look forward to discovering it together with you.
Join Chuck Bentley for Money Life each weekday. Money Life is a broadcast production of Crown Financial Ministries.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and my guest today is Chris Dardeman. Chris is CEO and Chief Investment Officer of Brightworth, a national private wealth management firm based in suburban Atlanta, Georgia. Chris has been named one of the top 100 financial planners in the U.S. by Barron's, Mutual Funds, and Robb Report Worth magazines. Chris has been featured or quoted in numerous publications, including Business Week, The New York Times, and The Wall Street Journal. Chris has volunteered with numerous charitable organizations as a board member and a consultant. He was a founding board member of the Lighthouse Family Retreat, a retreat for families caring for children with cancer. Chris and Laura and their two children live in Atlanta, and Chris is a longtime friend of Crown. He's been associated with us for 20 years. And Chris, we try to bring our listeners people who are much smarter than me, and you qualify, buddy. Welcome to Money Life.
Thank you, Chuck.
Great to have you today.
It's good to be here.
You know, one of the things our listeners want to know is not should they invest, but how to invest well. And this is a difficult time to figure out where to go and what to do. So can I just pose you a few questions, Chris, that set up some scenarios, and we'll pick your brain today.
Sure.
All right, let's talk about if I've never invested in the stock market. Chris, is this a good time to jump in there and do that?
Chuck, the answer is it depends on the person's specific situation. Let's assume the person has paid off most of their debt and they're ready for long-term investing. It's always a good time to invest for the long term. What they invest in, though, depends specifically on sort of a broad range of their overall, you know, financial situation. So, yes, the answer is it's a good time to invest for people that are in the spot to invest.
Okay, let me see if I heard what you said, Chris. If I've got consumer debt paid for, I'm not up to my eyeballs in debt, then I need to look to the market, but I need to look long term.
Yes. One of the things people are so concerned about right now is volatility. And one of the things we've told people is if you go back and look historically, the stock market has dropped every year since 1980. Yet during that time, the average return is around 13%. The average drop, though, during each year is run around 12.6%. So the volatility has always been a part of the market. But, you know, people sometimes get overly concerned in the short term because they're not looking long term. We advocate for clients, think long term, and you will win in the long run.
Think long term and you will win in the long run. Great. I love that. That's something easy to hang on to. But, Chris, people are saying if it's so shaky out there right now, why are you optimistic for the long run?
No matter what's going on in the economy, some things are always working. So even when things seem bad, there are some things that do work. A couple of things that I would say is today we see a lot of stocks that represent good values just based on valuations. Some of the valuations are the lowest in a long, long time.
And, Chris, what that means is that the pricing on those stocks is lower, according to the valuation, than it has been before. So they're on sale, in a sense.
Yes. A few weeks ago, we were using the analogy, it's like the day after Thanksgiving. Everything's on sale, and nobody wants to come by.
Okay.
And one thing that most of the listeners may not have noted, but the market has moved up pretty strongly since the middle of March. The last month has been a very strong period upward in the stock market. But if you just listen to the sound bites on the media, that's something that most people wouldn't pick up.
So, Chris, is investing in the stock market a wise choice for everyone?
It depends. Investing in the stock market works over the long haul when people have the proper time horizon to be able to withstand the shorter-term volatility that comes with the market. For instance, if someone has a child that's going to college in 3 years, they just don't have enough of a time frame to probably want to take the volatility in the stock market. However, if they're retiring in 20, 30, 40 years, they have a long time frame for the volatility of the market to not spook them when it does drop and be able to stay with it over the long haul. It's really predicated on the fact that companies are able to use capital, grow businesses, and make profits. And as their profits go up, the value of the equity goes up. And that's why the stock market works over the long haul.
Well, you said there's some things that always have good value, Chris. And so if I'm a seasoned investor, I'm listening to you today, I've got to be wondering, well, what are those? I mean, what can you tell me what are some of the opportunities that you look at when you say there's some good values out
some
there?
Some of the good values. One would be the multinational companies in the U.S. that drive a lot of their revenues from overseas. If you just look across the S&P 500, one of the later statistics I heard the other day was approximately 45% of their earnings come from overseas. By having companies who are diversified, it means that even if the U.S. economy slows a little bit, they'll have other places that are growing. For instance, Latin America markets are growing very, very quickly. Other places, China, India, there are a number of places around the world that the economic growth may be faster than here in the U.S., and you can be a U.S. investor in a U.S. company and still participate in that.
Chris, what's an easy way for me to understand that or to figure that out, to know where these major multinational companies are investing and just to evaluate that? How do I look under the hood?
It's difficult for the average individual investor to be able to do a thorough job of that. A few places, though, they may look would include Morningstar, which has a website you can look at. Value Line is another place. You can get the company's annual reports and take a look. But one of the things that's been masked in a lot of the negative economic news is that the growth in U.S. exports has just been phenomenal. Exporting goods and services overseas is just growing at a very, very quick pace, and that has definitely been a strong economic result for these companies. And a number of U.S. investors have been benefiting from that. One last comment is that the lowering of the U.S. dollar also is a windfall for U.S. investors in U.S. companies who are translating profits overseas back into U.S. dollars.
So, Chris, give me an example of that. I hear what you're saying, but give me a concrete example of that.
And again, this is not a specific recommendation, but solely as an example, one of the largest companies in Atlanta is Coca-Cola, which derives a significant portion of their sales, revenues, profits come from overseas. So when they sell product overseas, they sell it in that local currency, they bring it back to the U.S., and when it gets translated back into the dollar from a foreign local currency, the fact that the U.S. dollar has gone down translates into more profits for Coca-Cola as a U.S.-based company due to the currency.
Boy, that helps me a great deal, Chris. Thank you very much. We've got to take a break right now, but when we come back, I want to find out if you think we're headed for a recession. People are still asking us that question. You're listening to Money Life. We'll be right back with Chris Dardeman.
According to a recent survey, over 70% of all workers in the U.S. don't like their jobs. 70%. If that describes you, we want to help. Introducing Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is a powerful assessment system that measures your spiritual interests and gifts with scientific career guidance technology. Career Direct was developed over a 10-year period, and over 120,000 people have benefited from taking the Career Direct Complete Guidance System. And you can too. It only takes about an hour to complete, and you'll receive the results of your assessment in an easy-to-read, personalized report that can be immediately viewed or printed. Go to crown.org, that's crown.org, and sign up for the Career Direct Complete Guidance System today. Imagine pursuing what you were created to do and getting paid to do it. Let Career Direct help you take the first step toward your new career. You'll be glad you did. Go to crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and my guest today is Chris Dardeman. Chris is CEO and Chief Investment Officer for Brightworth, a national private wealth management firm based in suburban Atlanta, Georgia. Chris, great to have you on the program again today. When we left off, I asked you, did you think there was a recession on its way? And many people want to know, is it gloom and doom, or is there a bright future ahead?
There's a very bright future ahead. Are we in a recession now? And the answer is technically no. A recession is defined as two consecutive calendar quarters of negative growth. We haven't even had one calendar quarter of negative growth yet. But economists are famous for predicting seven of the last two recessions.
Correct.
So we tend to see that over and over again. Yes, things are slowing, but the economy has not fallen off of a cliff yet. And so I would encourage your listeners to not be too concerned and take some of the negative news with a grain of salt.
Now, Chris, obviously you're a professional advisor, and you advise some very, very wealthy, capable clients, and they look to you to do the research and the homework for them, which is a great idea. It's a biblical idea to seek wise counsel. But at what level do I need to be as an investor before I need professional counsel?
What we tell people is that everyone has a personal chief financial officer. Either they do it themselves or they hire it out. The question is, how good of a job are they doing doing that.
I'm terrible at it. I mean, I'm not a good chief financial officer. That's why I like other advice. And but is there a threshold that you think, or are there advisors out there for every level?
There are advisors for every level. And the thing I would say is just, you know, try to find the type of advisory firm that is the right fit for working with clients like, you know, each person. And each person or type of group will have people that work and focus with that type of group, and that's where people need to be.
Okay, well, let's pick your brain some more. What are the best investment strategies for people who are close to retirement?
First, for people close to retirement, what we would say is two things. One, remember that your target time horizon is not from now until retirement. It's from now until you and your spouse, if you're married, or are not here anymore. So you have a life expectancy issue you need to be looking at as it relates to your investments. You might be retiring in 2 years, but you might have a 30-year life expectancy. So what we typically do, Chuck, is we do diversified portfolios for pre-retirees. And as people get older, we might dial down the risk just a little bit. But people need to still have growth in their portfolio over their whole life expectancy. Otherwise, their portfolio will not keep pace with inflation.
Wow, great advice. What are the best investment strategies if I have children and they're getting ready for college?
Part of the answer to that question will depend on the length of time. If they're 2 years old, it's a little bit different than if they're 15 or 17. The closer someone is to using the pool of money, typically the less equity allocation that we would see involved, just because there's not enough time horizon. One of the more popular vehicles that people are using today are 529 plans, and they have an investment option called age-based, and depending on the age, the providers of these companies, and they're usually large mutual fund companies, will automatically adjust the asset allocation depending on the age and stage of the child. And that's something that a lot of retail investors are finding very popular.
Okay, well, let's go to the beginning investor. Let's say that I'm just out of college. I'm in my first career. I'm starting to make some money, and I want to be a wise investor. What do you recommend for me?
First, take advantage of your employer's retirement plan, probably a 401k plan, and hopefully they'll have a match. If they match dollar for dollar, that's 100% return regardless of how your investments do. So I would try to look at maximizing the pre-tax portion to the extent you can, and then probably invest primarily in equities, again, in a diversified manner, hopefully with good professional management, to allow that money to grow over a long period of time, and hopefully be able to fund your retirement income needs many decades into the future.
Well, Chris, just recently I was approached by a person who just graduated from college. They had their first job, and interestingly, they were making six figures in their first job out of college, but they had over $100,000 of debt in student loan and credit card debt. And the question posed to me was, should I start investing in real estate now that I've got my first job? What would you advise that person to see if we said the same thing?
I think probably their safest and best investment return would be to pay off their high-interest credit card and student loans first before they start looking at trying to invest in the real estate market.
Yeah, well, we agree on that one. Chris, you're a godly man. You love the Lord. The Lord guides your life, gives you wisdom. What are some of the biblical principles that are really front brain as you approach your career and give other people counsel?
One of the things that most people aren't aware of is that the first person that talked about diversification in the history of economics was King Solomon, where he said in Proverbs, divide your portion to seven or eight because you do not know what disaster may befall you. That's sort of a guiding concept just from a wise thing that we do diversify portfolios, and we use a number of asset classes and a number of portfolio managers just to make sure if something were to go wrong in one area, it doesn't end up sort of bringing down the entire portfolio. We're very big when we research our investment managers on just finding firms that we trust, and that may sound old-fashioned, but are they people that we believe, you know, conceptually are going to have the right framework of doing a good job, and do we trust them? And do we believe that their process is repeatable? you know, our company is built on the concepts of integrity, excellence, service, and teamwork. And, you know, there are a number of scriptures that talk about each of those, but that's sort of how we do what we do.
Well, Chris, thank you so much for being with us today on Money Life. Will you come back again?
Be delighted to, Chuck.
Great. We look forward to having you on the program again soon. You're listening to Money Life. We'll be right back.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, in these last few minutes, put all of this together in a biblical perspective for me. Take us home.
Well, Dave, you know, when you listen to Chris, you hear some very strong practical advice. You hear some great godly wisdom, and it makes you want to believe that everything's going to go well. But the truth is, no man knows the future. No man can predict the outcome of anything. Mm-hmm. And we can only do our part, which is to do our homework, to be wise, to be humble, and then to put principles into action and have faith. Mm-hmm. Because, as I said, the wheels can come off. You know, it's interesting. If you go back through some of Solomon's investment principles that we talked about in the opening of the program, Solomon said to diversify. He said, you got to take risk. You can't be immobilized because you really don't know what's going to happen. He said, no man knows what disaster may come, but you can't just get frozen by that. It was a phenomenon just this year when Bear Stearns was looked like they were going to go under. The night before that happened and the feds took over, most of the journalists were saying there was going to be a huge, huge meltdown. People were going to run from the stock market. It was just going to be a terrible time. Well, you know what happened the very next day when the markets opened?
Mm-mm.
One of the largest initial public offerings in the history of Wall Street happened on the day when most people were gloomy.
Mm.
And Visa went public, and it was a huge, huge success. They raised billions of dollars, and it was just a great contrast that you can't stay frozen. You've got to keep moving, just like the verse says. And then Solomon reminded us that we have a part to stay very active and to work hard. He said, do some things in the morning and some things in the evening. And I just think that's great advice in today's economy because we don't know how it's going to turn out. And we're seeing more and more people rely on their job skills. I love a quote I just recently read, Dave, that Buffett said, ultimately the best investment is in your job skills. Because if your currency ever becomes confetti, then what it is going to boil down to is, can you rebuild with what you have? Are you capable of earning a living, of serving other people, of meeting needs? And so with all the complexity that's out there, sometimes it gets really, really simple. And then we have to remember that God has a part. One of my favorite verses on money is Hebrews 13:5, when he says, keep your lives free from the love of money. So when we invest, it's not so that we will place our dependency in money. We're investing because we need money and resources, but not because that's where our security is. He said, because I will never leave you or forsake you. And the implication there is that money will, but God will not.
Those are wise words, Chuck. And if you want to hear this program again, you can go to crown.org and you can hear it there. Well, on tomorrow's broadcast, we all want to finish well, and we all want to leave a legacy for those that are coming behind us. But what does it take, and how do you know if you'll finish well? Our next broadcast, we'll talk to one man who is doing just that and how you can do it too. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, thanks for listening to this edition of Money Life.